This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Jammu Railway Division and lay the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing today. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, he will also inaugurate the Chadlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and lay the foundation stone of Raigarh Railway Division building of East Coast Railway. Speaking to reporters, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said that it is a matter of pride and joy that Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate a new Jammu Railway Division. He said this was a long-pending demand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for the new building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini, New Delhi yesterday, virtually. The new state-of-the-art building will be constructed at the cost of around 185 crore rupees. The 2.92-acre facility will combine tradition and innovation, offering new opportunities for holistic healing, specialized clinics, and skill development. In his address, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's focus on making healthcare accessible to the poorest of the poor. Prime Minister said that the government is also promoting traditional Indian medicine systems like Ayush and Ayurveda. He said that over the past decade, the Ayush system has expanded to more than 100 countries. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will meet his US counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. There will be extensive discussions, including matters related to critical and emerging technology, ICET, and other bilateral issues during the National Security Advisors' meeting. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will meet with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He's also scheduled to visit Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that minimum temperature in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad are likely to witness a gradual fall of 4 to 5 degrees Celsius in the coming 4 to 5 days. IMD has forecast heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning in isolated parts of Himachal Pradesh today. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and the northeastern regions during the night and morning hours for the next 2 days. The IMD has said that there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures across northwest, central and western India during the next 3 to 4 days. The Commission for Air Quality Management yesterday lifted the restrictions under Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, across the National Capital Region. The decision came after the air quality in Delhi NCR showed a slight improvement. Delhi health authorities yesterday issued an advisory to ensure preparedness for potential health challenges related to the human metapneumovirus, HMPV and other respiratory viruses. The hospitals have been instructed to promptly report influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infection cases through the Integrated Health Information Platform, IHIP, portal. The 358th birth anniversary Prakash Parv of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj is being celebrated today with traditional gaiety and fervour at Patna Sahib in Bihar. Devotees from across the country and abroad are paying obeisance at Sri Harmandir Sahib Golden Temple in Amritsar, Punjab. President Draupadi Murmu today greeted the nation on the occasion of Prakash Parv of Guru Gobind Singh. In a social media post, the president said that the selfless devotion of Guru Gobind Singh Ji to the well-being of humanity continues to inspire the citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid tribute to Guru Gobind Singh on his Prakash Utsav. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the thoughts of Guru Gobind Singh inspire the citizens to build a society that is progressive, prosperous and compassionate. In hockey, India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons claimed their first outright victory by blanking the UP Rudras 2-0 at the Birsa Munda Stadium at Rourkela in Odisha last night. Earlier, Surma Hockey Club defeated defending champions Vedant Kalinga Lancers 4-3 at Rourkela. Vincent Vanasht was awarded the Player of the Match award. And that is the end of this news bulletin.